It's 67 degrees. We're under partly cloudy skies here in mid-Michigan. High temperatures somewhere in the 80s today. We'll have more on that in about 7 minutes. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Geralyn Lasher, who's the communications director for Governor Rick Snyder. Geralyn, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. There's so much going on. I feel like I need to have a desk right next to yours at in your office.
About is how great the Olympics are. So exciting for everybody.
Well, it certainly is, especially DeWitt's Jordan Weaver. We're real pleased about how she's performed so far.
Just phenomenal.
Well, let's talk about how the governor plans to unveil a new urban policy today, and apparently it's aimed at jump-starting a demolition of thousands of vacant and abandoned homes in Detroit. We have heard about a plan like this from Mayor Dave Bing. Tell us about this, Geralyn.
Sure. And actually what it is, it's really much more. Really, it's more along the lines of revitalization as opposed to just demolition, because there's so many other components that are a part of it, as opposed to just tearing down these abandoned structures. Obviously, that is a crucial part of any revitalization plan, because we've got some dangerous properties in the area. And what we're focused on, working with Roy Roberts, who heads up Detroit Public Schools, is making sure that schools are able to be the hubs of the community. So making sure that kids have safe ways to school, to and from school, that they're not going by these abandoned, blighted properties that are really magnets for problems, that we're able to eliminate those. But also it's really going beyond that and making sure we've got Department of Human Services workers that are going to be now located in some schools, not only in the city of Detroit, but we're also looking at it across the state. So they can really be a resource right in the school building, not only for the kids, but the entire neighborhood, and focus on what can we do to continue to make things better. It's not only tearing down the abandoned, blighted structures, but it's really building people up as well.
What can these social workers do for these kids and their families?
What's really exciting is they're modeling it after a pilot program that they did in the Grand Rapids area, actually, at Sibley Elementary. And at Sibley, they had, I want to say it was approximately 50% of the students were basically truant from school 50% of the time. After they had this effort with people working right in the schools, with the Department of Human Services workers being right there, making sure that kids understand how important it is to be in school, because you can't learn if you're not there, they basically have gone from a situation where they had a very high number of truancy to one truant student. So making sure that kids understand that that's where they need to be, and the family understands how important that is, they're also going to be able to work with families in the neighborhood as far as job placement and skills and what types of things do they have to do to be ready and able to get right back into the workforce.
How are you going to identify the targets for demolition?
Director Moore Corgan from the Department of Human Services has been working closely with Roy Roberts. We were very pleased that the legislature was able to pass $25 million as a part of the mortgage settlement funds that happened really nationwide. We were able to get a piece of that money. $10 million was identified to work as far as demolition in the city of Detroit around these key schools, and then $15 million for the other parts of the state. So Director Corrigan has been working closely with people to really help identify where are those points that we can be most successful.
And this is a plan that was modeled after a plan in Grand Rapids?
The locating is the workers basically creating something that's called family resource centers in schools. That's something that Department of Human Services modeled in Sibley Elementary in the Grand Rapids area.
All right. How many homes do you think will be taken down?
I know they're working with a lot of, that's the other piece that's so important in here. There's such a collaboration. This is the state, the city, the local neighborhood associations. This is Habitat for Humanity, GM, Lear Corporation. So many people have volunteered to be a part of this, a group called the Handyman Ministries. So they're identifying block by block. The thing that's interesting, Joni, is when I drove through the neighborhood and I went there and I was walking around to look to see, there are homes that are absolutely gorgeous and they are so well maintained and they are just beautiful. The landscaping, the way that the pride of the individuals that live there, and it really shows in their homes. And then, you know, two houses down, it could be completely overgrown, dangerous, because the home's abandoned. So the neighborhood really is the key partner in this, because they're going to be there for the long haul. They want to make sure this is successful.
All right. This plan is just part of the plan to help revitalize Detroit. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We're kind of pressed for time. Gerilyn, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony. Good talking with you.
And you're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Now, when these homes are raised, much more goes into it as opposed to just tearing it down. Asbestos has to be removed. Utilities shut off. It cost about $8,000 per home. Detroit's already raised 4,800 structures since 2009. This is a story we'll continue to follow. You're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 8:30, 67 degrees. WILS News Director has the story of the Michigan HMO seeing record profits in 2011. You're not going to believe that number. Rich has that story next on 1320 WILS.